And now be joined by our race winner of today's Chicago Street Race, Alex Bowman. Alex, congratulations on your win. We'll continue with questions.
I got one.
You got one. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Remember those shoes Noah was wearing at media availability? You got to wear them next week. And good luck finding a pair. I'll sponsor them. What size are you?
12.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Bob, we'll just go ahead and kick off with you.
Bob looked at me like I couldn't do it, so here we are.
Yeah. And part of that is you led 6 laps all year, and now you've
led.
and you lead the final 8 today, and so I'm curious, like, when you haven't been up front that much, what's going through your mind, and are you wondering, do I still know how to hold somebody off?
Yeah, I mean, the position that we were in, like, I knew as we got tire temp, we were a lot better than the 60. I didn't know what was coming behind us on slicks. I didn't know how hard I could run without killing the wet tire, just because I haven't been in that position. Obviously, missed all the wet laps at New Hampshire, missed a lot of laps here last year. So I probably could have made a lot more pace there with, like, 3 to go and with 2 to go. I was kind of trying to take care of the tires, and then I realized that there was slicks coming, and ran pretty hard there for the last 2 laps. So, yeah, I mean, I think I was thinking about, I knew there wasn't going to be a lot of laps because there was only so much time left in the race, and I knew with a gap that I saw behind me that we were in a really good spot.
All right, Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Alex, your interview with Marty out there, you sounded like the weight of the world was sort of off your shoulders. You mentioned the brain injury, the back injury. I mean, you sounded like a guy who kind of had saved his job with this win. Did it feel that way to you, that, like, this is a job that sort of secures your future in a sport where, you know, everything is sort of dependent on always winning?
Yeah, I mean, certainly I have a contract through, like, the end of 2026, and that hasn't been questioned as much as Twitter would like to believe it has, but you know, at the same time, it's more about, like, for me, just overcoming everything that's happened in my life in the last 2 years. You know, it's been really difficult, right? Like, the concussion, and then to straight away go break my back after recovering from that, and then just tremendously struggle through last year and kind of lose our way a little bit. It was really difficult, and you know, there's a lot of noise, and that makes it difficult for the team. You know, I'm proud of my guys for being able to shut that out and work hard each and every week and have confidence in the decisions that we make and the race cars that we bring to the racetrack. So it means a lot to me to be able to overcome a lot and do something that I don't think a lot of people here really would have thought this weekend that we could.
Quick follow-up. We saw you got hit on the cool-down lap by Bubba, and then you apologized for, you know, spinning him in the interview, but, like, what did you make of that?
Yeah,
dare you expect
I'd be mad too. I ruined his day, you know. We had a really, I mean, the restart was chaotic, right? I just made every wrong decision I possibly could. And I was fighting with my windshield wiper switch trying to get the thing working, and I couldn't get it working, and I was focused on that, missed the corner and cleaned him out. Like, I locked all 4 tires up and slid right into him, but I just messed up and absolutely ruined his day. So, I'm pretty hard on myself when I make mistakes like that, and I've been embarrassed about it since it happened. The rain delay was a lot of me just sitting there being embarrassed and being mad at myself. So he has every right to be mad, and I'd be mad too. And I tried to call him during the rain delay, and I shot him a text. So nothing I can do to make it better, and I'm sure us winning probably only makes it worse. But yeah, just Bubba and I, we had our deal a long time ago, but, like, even today, we raced the hell out of each other, but we gave each other a lot of space, and it was really fun racing with them. And we've raced each other super fair and super clean, and I just messed up and ruined his day, so I hate that.
Should NASCAR penalize him? I mean, your window net was down.
No. He like barely hit me. Everything was fine, and it was plenty deserved.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What's it like going 80 races without a win when you're a Hendrick Motorsports driver?
It's not a lot of fun, Jordan. I think we won four races in 21. We won right off the bat in 22, and then we had a rough summer in 22 and then got back rolling, and then I got hurt, and obviously we started 23 really fast, and then I got hurt again. It's really difficult, right? Obviously we have all the tools we need to win, and our teammates have been really good throughout that time. But we couldn't put it together. So it has certainly been a large mental test to go through everything that has happened in the last 2 years and try to continue to overcome that each and every week, especially when things aren't going your way. And honestly, the last month has been super frustrating for us. We've had a lot of things outside of our control, cost us a lot of points, and it's been really frustrating. So to be able, there's a lot of emotions that go along with this just because of how hard that has been.
I understand you have a contract. We all know these things go, but we also know that life at Hendrick comes with pressure and everything. And so when you feel like you've been on the hot seat as of late and like you needed to up your performance to maintain that status with them?
I think you need to win races whenever you're at HMS. But I certainly nobody's made me feel like I'm on the hot seat. There's never been a single conversation with a single person that has questioned anything to do with that at all. It's all been, what do you need? How can we help you? How can we support the team? I think that's the great part about Hendrick Motorsports is like, whatever the noise is outside, everybody inside is never going to like tear each other down. They're always going to be supportive. So we've had a lot of support from the other three teams and from everybody at HMS over the last couple of years.
All right, we're going to go Zach and then Jeff. Go ahead, Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Alex, as the Cup Series has raced more on in wet conditions, how have you as a driver had to evolve through that? And obviously you won this race on wet tires as well. So how have you had to evolve, and what comfort did you feel today?
Yeah, it's definitely different. Honestly, I've missed so many of the wet laps, right? Like I missed a lot of the race last year, and then I missed all the wet stuff at Loudon. So just trying to learn. Obviously, the first really wet laps today, I did a really poor job from turn 12 to turn 2, and I hate that, but I think just constantly trying to learn and search for grip and see how the track evolves. Racetrack's pretty dry at the end there, right? But watching how the racetrack gripped up, it's pretty difficult to see the dry line in these cars. Like the windshield gets so dirty that you run the windshield wiper, you're just going to smear it all, right? So you're looking through like a really dirty windshield trying to find a dry line. It's tough, but it's been a fun learning experience, and definitely different.
All right, Jeff.
Reddick had said, if he doesn't hit the wall chasing you down, he thought he was going to get there, but he didn't know what would have happened when he got there. What do you think that battle could have been like coming into the final couple corners there?
Yeah, Tyler and I have raced each other super clean over the years, and we're good pals. Obviously, I crashed his teammate earlier in the day, though, so kind of all gloves are off going for a win. I think it would have been difficult for him to pass. And I guess I really don't know, because I couldn't see that well how wide the dry line was, right? So if his two car widths wide getting into 12, he could probably get me. I do think I turned the pace up quite a bit on the last lap and a half once I realized that somebody behind me had slicks and was coming. But it would have been a really good race. I smoked the fence a couple times there at the end too, so definitely giving it all we had.
All right, we're gonna go. Cole, and then Lee, and then I know I have one over here. There you go. Sorry, the light is very
super bright.
Yeah. Go ahead. All right, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the race. Nick Mitrovich with News Nation. Joey, saying the praises of the city from the whole week to the race itself, to the fans. What's your selling point for this race coming back as the champion, seeing that's the last year of the contract, the third year, third race? What's your selling point to about this city?
Yeah, it's an incredible event. You know, it's so different than our normal day-to-day race weekends, right? Like staying in a hotel, walking on the racetrack, like all the different things. It's super cool. Like the racetrack is super fun. All the events that go on are super fun. Obviously the city of Chicago, everybody here has been so welcoming, and that's been really neat. So I think just, you know, seeing people that have never been to races before come here is really cool. And then also the fans that have come to the city to watch the race is great too. So obviously it's been two chaotic races with the weather. Maybe we'll get a dry one next year, but yeah, it's been a super fun event and just a really meaningful event to be able to win. Thanks.
All right, Cole, go ahead.
Cole Cusimano, Arizona Republic. Congrats, Alex.
Thank you.
We saw the emotion post-race. We've discussed a lot about your struggles last year and the difficulties, you know, personally. So taking the driver out of the equation, how much did Alex Bowman, the person, need this victory?
I mean, I don't think I needed it. I just think it feels good to be able to do that. You know, a lot of things, like, gosh, the last cup race I won, I remember, like, we're in Vegas. We had won a lot pretty recently to that, and we all landed at, like, 4 o'clock, and every other race, like, we had celebrated and had so much fun with the team, and we were all kind of like, nah, it's too late. Like, we don't need to celebrate. We'll, like, celebrate the next one or whatever, and I have regretted that ever since, obviously. So that is not going to happen tonight. But, you know, as a human being, like I'm just a dude trying to do my job the best I possibly can, right? And I see everything that gets said about me. So to be able to overcome what I've gone through and to end up back here, it feels really good. I didn't need it. Certainly a lot in my life that I don't need, and I'm just appreciative of it. But yeah, it feels really good to be here.
All right, we're gonna go to Lee. Go ahead, Lee.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio, and CatchFence.com. Can you basically tell us what you went through after you broke the back? What were the, you know, the kind of rehab that they put you through? Because we were on Chase like every week. Why aren't you running better? You know, you kind of almost got a hall pass because, you know, he's a former champion and had been with the company. And can you kind of take us through what you suffered through to get back to even where you could drive before you got to this place?
Yeah, honestly, you know, like I don't want to make it out like the back injury was like this awful thing. Like it hurt, but you know, there wasn't a lot I could do, right? So everything post back injury was just pain tolerance. So getting back in the gym was just based on what I could do and what pain I could handle. And like, it hurt really bad for 2 weeks and then started to taper off. And I started to be able to kind of get back mobile again and all that. I would say the mental side of all of it was much harder than the physical side. Like the physical side, yeah, I mean, I ran the 600 that first race back and I felt great in the car. And then I could hardly get out of the race car afterwards and could hardly walk the rest of the week. And there were times it hurt really bad, but the mental side of just struggling so badly and not running how we expect to run was certainly much tougher than any of the physical stuff could have been.
And also difficult seeing someone else drive the 48?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I got to the hospital in Iowa, sitting there like knowing that something was wrong. And the doctor came in and he was like, I have great news. Your neck is totally fine, but you broke your back. And just feeling like I let my whole team down. Like I let Ally down and Mr. Hendrick down. And especially like the concussion stuff we blow a tire running a cup car. That's so different than breaking your back going and doing your hobby, right? Like that felt pretty self-inflicted. And I spent my 30th birthday in the hospital in Burlington, Iowa. It was not a lot of fun. So yeah, just that was tough. I felt like I let them down, but like the first thing Mr. Hendricks said is we'll get through it, and whatever you need, we're going to get you help with. And everybody was so incredibly supportive. And life got difficult after that, right? But yeah, just without everybody's support sticking behind me, certainly couldn't have overcome that.
All right. Apologies, guys. I'm not going to get to everyone's question. Tonight, Alex still has some post-race things he still has to do.
I do.
You do. Yes. There's a little bit left in your run of show. And I don't know if you heard Alex's interview, but you have some partying you plan to do
tonight. Yeah, when can I start drinking?
As well. So,
so man, let me tell you about how great NASCAR is to us drivers. I got to my hotel room, and there was a little box with my name on it that had a bottle of bourbon in it. So that's in my bag. I'm pretty excited about that. But I've got a couple bottles that were bought early in 22 that were like, the next win, we're going to drink these. And they've been sitting on the counter way too fucking long. So, yeah. So to everybody that said I couldn't win and don't deserve to be at Hendrick Motorsports and all that bullshit, cheers to you.
All right, Alex, we appreciate the time you've spent with us. Congratulations again on that win.